Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It's the Congressional Corner. Congressman Jim McGovern joining us from Massachusetts' 2nd District. And on June 11th, your district was the center of attention in the nation as President Obama came to town. How did that come about?
Well, it came about because the Secretary of Education had visited Worcester, and in particular the Worcester Technical High School, which is kind of a model for vocational technical schools in the country, and was very, very impressed and reported it back to the White House. And I think they were trying to figure out where the president was going to give commencement addresses, and he decided to pick that school, which I think is a model. It has an emphasis on teaching people, skills that can be transferable into the workforce, but also provides, a top-notch education. And there are some, young people who graduate to go right into careers, and there are some that go on to higher education, 4-year colleges and beyond, but they, to kind of refine the technical expertise that they've learned there. So it was exciting, and it's always wonderful when the President of the United States comes to your city. The people were really thrilled to see him. And all those high school graduates got to have their diploma handed to them by the President of the United States. I don't remember who handed me my diploma, but I think I got one, but I think I got to find it. I should have brought it with me to have the president give it to me. But it was wonderful to see the faces of those young people and their families, and so it was great.
Have you given a lot of commencement addresses, Congressman?
I've given a fair number of commencement addresses, but none of them have generated the excitement that the president's commencement address generated in Worcester. I did the commencement address this year at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in Worcester, and talked about the importance of medical research and not only in terms of improving the quality of people's lives, but I pointed out that if we could find a cure to a disease like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, for example, you not only prevent a lot of human suffering, you would create jobs, but on top of that, you'd save a lot of money. I mean, the long-term care costs associated with Alzheimer's in particular is astronomical. We ought to be thinking in terms of cures, and that requires investing in medical research.
Let's jump back and talk about Worcester Tech a little more. The school is being lauded for its turnaround. Can you tell us, kind of where the school was and how it's gotten to this point of national prestige by having right. President Obama there?
Right. So when I grew up, the technical high school was called the trade school, then it became the vocational school. And it was kind of regarded as a place where people would go who, didn't do very well academically. Now, that has been totally transformed. Now the people that go there are performing, incredibly well academically. Their scores are high. I mean, everything is just, on the academics is pretty rigorous. And there's a big waiting list. I think it's like 400 people waiting to get into the school. But it also, emphasizes the importance of these technical skills, whether it is, learning how to build a car, or whether it is culinary arts, or whether it is advanced robotics, or whether it is working in hospitals, whatever like that. You get those skills so that you could enter the workforce almost immediately if you so desire. But those are skills that will be with you for a lifetime. So it's the best of kind of vocational education, and also the best of kind of academic education. And the community that has been created, because this is a relatively new building, is wonderful, and it's an exciting place to be. There's always something going on there. There's always some cutting-edge development happening there. It has an excellent principal, excellent faculty, wonderful students, and a lot of family support, and a lot of community support. So it really is a model for other communities, and I was very proud that the President of the United States recognized that and came to Worcester.
If I could just have a little fun with you, what's it like as the congressman when the president comes to your town? I have to imagine that's a long day, but also an exciting one.
Yeah, no, it is exciting, and I felt this great sense of pride. I mean, during the commencement address, I was awed by what the president had to say because, I thought he gave a pretty wonderful speech, and talked not only about the fact that that the community has invested in these young people in terms of giving them a good education, but that they have an obligation to give back to the community. So that was wonderful to be there for that speech. But for me, kind of the highlight was to look into the eyes of these young graduates. I mean, the pride that I know all of them felt, and the pride that their families felt. I mean, they're graduating from high school, but they're graduating from high school with skills and, with a first-rate academic education. And, their diploma is being handed to them by the President of the United States. I was so happy for these young students, because I know they all worked hard, and they were up there giving the president hugs and high fives and handshakes and fist bumps, and it was really quite incredible.
Congressman McGovern, I don't think it's unfair to say you're along the left side of your party. How do you feel about President Obama so far as we kind of enter the last quarter of his presidency here?
Yeah, so I like the president and most of his policies I agree with. I have some disagreements. I mean, I think we should get the hell out of Afghanistan, and we shouldn't be keeping troops there forever. I have some disagreements with his drone policy, and I wish on some of the domestic issues, including fighting poverty and hunger, that he was bolder. We've got 50 million people in the United States who are hungry or food insecure, and we don't even have a national plan to deal with it. And I think this is a solvable problem, and I've been trying to get him to do a White House conference on food and nutrition to help bring all the relevant people and players in the room and actually develop a comprehensive, holistic plan to end hunger in America. And if we could do that, maybe it would be contagious and other countries could follow. But I regret that the president comes under attack every time he clears his throat by some of the Republicans in Congress. I don't think he's being treated very fairly. I think the right-wing attacks against him have been over the top. I think he's been a good president. If he asks my advice, I tell him to be more, to be less timid and to take on some of these bigger problems like ending poverty and hunger, which I think are really some of the biggest challenges we face. But I feel bad for him when he is constantly attacked just for being him by the right wing. I think it has been a destructive way to do politics, and my hope is that it changes. But with the defeat of Eric Cantor, who was no moderate, who represented the right wing of his party, he got defeated by a guy who said that he could even be more right wing. If that's what we can expect in the next election, then I think we're in deep trouble.
Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts' 2nd District. Congressman, we'll pick up on that theme when we come back the next time. It's Ian Pickus sitting in for Alan Chartok, and we always love having you on the Congressional Corner. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.